Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Hello and welcome back to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
I'm Jared Freed. Such a pleasure to be here. Another week, another U Up Podcast. It's really unbelievable. I'm out there. I'm meeting these people and fans. People are into it. It's crazy. Yeah. It's a phenomena. We were just 13 best podcasts for your road trip
on USA Today. You guys check that out. It's very complimentary. Yeah. We love it.
Of course. If you like us, we love you.
Yeah.
The newspaper your parents would get. You know, like that's exactly what we want to be in.
All of the USA today.
We're in there. So yeah. That's a cool thing. It just shows that the product and the fandom and all of it's coming together, which is great. But we ain't done yet. We want more listeners.
We want more.
Way fucking more.
More reviews, more subscribers.
I say it every week. And listen, I know some of you are rolling your eyes right now. Rate, review, subscribe. If you haven't done those things, you are literally turning me over and fucking me in the ass. That is what you're doing. You are fucking me over.
Don't do that to
Jared. Don't do that to me.
It's rude.
Only do that to me if you're going to be gentle. Maybe you're sitting there going, I already did it, Jared. Ugh, he always asks. Well, here's another thing you can do. You can make it your Instagram story. You can text one friend. Text one single friend.
Text two.
Okay.
Why not?
Start a group chat. Two people and let them know whether they're in relationships, out of relationships, never going to go
married.
On a date. Married. Everyone is listening to this and getting a laugh at the situation.
If you're in a relationship, it's great. You have a lot. It gives you a lot to talk about. There's nothing like, if you're in a relationship for a long enough time, you run out of shit to talk about.
Sure. And I have a lot of couples come to my shows and they go, we listen together. It opens up the conversation.
Yeah. I think that's the best part of it.
Yeah. And then the guy winks at me and I think it's because she's putting a finger in his butt now. I think. I'm not sure.
You think that's,
he doesn't say
what's going on?
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure it's a ass play wink if I've ever seen one. But
I would imagine.
Can I talk? This comes out 7/18.
7/11.
This comes out 7/11?
Yes.
If you're listening right now and you're in Charleston, South Carolina, come out tonight to Uptown Social. I'm there tonight. And then I'm going to be in Atlanta this weekend at the Laughing Skull Lounge. The first show sold out, the 14th.
Oh, wow.
The 15th, I'm doing stand-up, Laughing Skull Lounge. Get tickets now before
it sells out. If you guys like the show, you're going to love Jared's stand-up.
Thank you. That totes preach.
It's very, very funny.
It's on. It is
I've seen
on
many
brand.
Shows. He is the funniest one.
Oh, that's way too much. Thank you. I'll give you your money later. Now, that's all I got to say for announcements. Do you have anything else going on?
In July, not a ton. As always, you can always purchase I Had a Nice Time and Other Lies, How to Find Love and Shit Like That. That's the Betches dating book. On Amazon or anywhere books are sold.
Mm-hmm. Gotta buy it. Let's do it. Oh, I'm also at Denver Comedy Works on the 23rd. So
go to that. Just follow him from
sea to shining sea.
Yes.
Let's do some. Let's do the show.
Okay. So we get a lot of obviously like I think the hardest dating time to navigate is probably like the beginning.
Oh yeah.
Few dates. Right.
What are you? What am I?
Right. It's always important to steer clear
of
doing anything.
That's my belly button. Yeah.
Doing anything too weird in the beginning, I think.
Yeah.
So this girl wrote in about asking about like what's an appropriate early date versus like what is something you're supposed to leave for a while. I'll read it. Hi, you up fam. Love listening to the podcast. When I work from home, makes the workday go by much quicker. I recently went on a first date that went really well. We met for dinner and drinks and stayed for a few hours. The next day, he texted me that it was great meeting up and wants to do it again soon. But with Jordana's advice in my head, judge a guy by his actions and not his texts, I didn't put much emphasis on his message.
Okay.
A few days ago, I saw that one of my favorite actresses, Natasha Rothwell, who's Kelly on Insecure, would be performing at the new UCB Theater and immediately bought two tickets, thinking I wouldn't have much trouble finding one other person to come with me.
Who doesn't want to see Natasha?
Have you seen the show Insecure?
I've heard of it.
It's a great show. Okay. I love it. I would love
it's to on get, HBO, right?
Yeah, it's on HBO. I would love to get Issa Rae in here as a guest. She's amazing.
Okay.
So funny.
I'll talk to my people.
Please. I decided to ask my date from the week before if he wanted to go. As I awaited his response, I couldn't help but wonder. I love this girl. She's Carrie Bradshaw. I couldn't help but wonder if it was too much to ask to do any other activity than dinner and drinks on a second date. By too much, I mean, will he read anything into my suggestion of a non-bar date? Either way, if he gets scared off by the idea of going to a comedy show, he's clearly not the one for me. But I thought it might be an interesting topic of discussion. Are there certain date activities you would hold off on doing until later in a relationship? Does it depend on what you're ultimately looking for? Would love to hear your thoughts on this subject and hopefully not get roasted from both the point of view of someone asking and someone being asked to go on a date. Thanks for all your help or advice. Sincerely, hope he's not listening.
Interesting. I like this question. I like where it comes from. It's an honest place. The idea of too much is right. always something that women care a lot about and guys are too cocky to care about.
Well, you want to walk a fine line between, like, you know, being confident, knowing what you want, but also like not seeming like desperate and like a lot.
But to me, like in the context of this situation, you had a great date. He says he had a good time. You bought tickets to something you enjoy and you're like, hey, the conversation with this person made me think that they would be a fun person to bring to such an event. Like, what's not normal about that? You know, like, and I think
I understand her hesitancy and just that it's like a very specific.
Yeah. Sure.
It's not like she's like, I have two tickets to a Beyonce concert.
Yeah.
Or something like a little more like everyone's into the person or the actor or the thing.
Sure.
Or like a really popular movie or whatever. Like, I have two tickets to Hamilton. Like, yeah. I don't know if he'll be into it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, this is kind of the difference, though. If it's Hamilton, I'm going to be like, I don't care who this bitch is. I'm going to fucking Hamilton for free. This is great. Like, not to say that I'm like trying to like get free tickets to shit.
Right. But it's more about the activity than the date.
Exactly.
Right.
So, but that's, there is, I think like there's different fine lines we're talking about. Now this has become four dimensional. There's like, this is such a specific show. Like, I don't know who this person is that they're going to see.
I don't really know who she is either. And I watched the show, but.
Okay. So you watched
it. This is a very specific person.
It's at UCB, the new theater in Hell's Kitchen. I know where it is. There's not a lot of seats. So she made it is a very specific show to her personality.
Right.
Is the way I see it. And when you say to a guy that you went on one day with, hey, I got this ticket to the show. I'm a huge fan. You're saying I had such a connection with you mentally that I think you're going to like it too. I feel like I know you enough after one date to say that this very specific niche thing will be cool for us to go to. Hamilton is less of a risk, but there's more of a chance that it means fucking nothing to the guy.
Right.
That he's just like,
yeah, I'll go to
the
show.
Fucking Hamilton. Yeah. I can't
my
say,
chance.
Yeah, here's my chance. Like, I'm not gonna, like, I got two tickets to the spaceship launch that goes to Mars.
Right.
You're gonna get to see Mars.
Are you in or
out? It's like, I can't really say. Yeah. Game 7.
As long as I don't think you're a serial killer, I'm probably going.
Of course.
Right.
That's the thing. Sometimes girls go too much with these things, these gestures, and you're like, and it's not, we're not gonna say no to like the coolness of the event.
Right.
Like,
if you really like a girl, will you go to anything with her?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like,
there's
no such
thing as too much with people that you like.
What if it was someone that, like, what if it was like something you really didn't want to go to, but like she invited you to go and she's going?
Oh, I'm out. I'm going to say.
So I'm saying it's not like, because I think I remember I used to take that personally. Like, if someone didn't, like, if I would suggest something like a little random that was more about me than them.
Sure.
And they didn't want to go to it just because, like, I'd be like, maybe they don't like me. I'm not sure if they don't like me or they don't like the activity.
It has to. Well, this is the other thing. This is kind of what I'm talking about with, like,
should she be offended if he doesn't want to go to this?
No, she shouldn't be offended. And it could not be.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you like a girl enough and she invites you to do something, are you going to say no because you don't like the activity, or are you going to go because, like, you want to hang out with her again?
See, I just don't like any early date that involves tickets.
Right.
On my podcast, I'll give credit to, oh my God, I can't believe I'm blanking on the name. She said this was her mom's advice.
Okay. A guest.
It was a guest whose mom gave this advice, and now I'm blanking. I should know her fucking name. This is bothersome to me right now. Hold on. Did I have a phone? This is horrible radio. But she was basically, her advice was like, you don't go on a date with tickets.
In
like an early date.
Right.
Would you?
I don't think I would. I think that a ticket date is a date that's not really like about getting to know the other person. It's about more of the activity. Like, I wouldn't go to a movie even on a second date because like you're not
talking.
Right. I could see a movie alone. It's not like an interactive experience. I'm not getting to know the person. Like, it's almost like the best early dates are the ones where you're actually like learning more about the person, learning about your compatibility, learning about like if there's a connection, if you're like you're vibing or something.
Let me give this person credit before I go crazy. Greta Titelman, very funny comic. She's been on my show. She's hilarious. She's got a great podcast, Lady Lovin'. Awesome podcast. But sorry about that. But the tickets thing, her advice was you don't go to dates with tickets. And what you're saying is right.
Right.
How are you even meeting this person?
Right. What do you mean? Like
you're gonna go sit at this show. And you're like right. next to someone you don't even know. And you're like, are they laughing? Are they into this? She might not enjoy this person that she really wanted to see.
You do. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You don't necessarily want to commit to like a whole thing with this person. Like, but if they're like one date, you can't really tell. Half of first dates that go really well end in second dates that don't go really well.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's definitely kind of a risk. It's more fun to do those activities with someone that's like you're already your friend.
But her question of like too much.
Mm-hmm.
I am not scared away by the proposition of going to see, Rando at UCB.
Right.
I think the guys will go if they like you and they'll be fine with it. But I think the idea of the second date being this like trapped in moment with no real chance for fun and excitement and chance for us to get to know each other is really the more of the issue.
You're saying like she should definitely go for it. Ask this guy.
Go for it. Like, well, if something feels good to you, you should do it. Make you feel good, then go. Mm-hmm. She's saying, well, if he doesn't want to go with me to this comedy show, then he might not like me. And it's like, yeah, no.
That's what I'm saying. If you liked someone enough.
But a first date, I don't know how much I like him to go to this fucking...
Second date.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But right. I only know him from a first date.
Right. So you might say, if you weren't that into the activity, you might say no. But then maybe you'd suggest another activity.
Yeah, I would be... guys,
you pretend you were busy. I would pretend I was busy.
Oh, that's a really specific night. I can't do it that night. Let's do this weekend. Guys want dates that could result in some sort of blowjob.
At the theater?
At the theater, in the car, in the closet, wherever it might happen. I just don't... Early dates, they don't have to. The thing about early dates is that it does feel like you have to go do the drinks all the time and you have to do the dinner, and it feels very, I think this is good in one sense that it veers off to the right a little bit.
Right.
It's a little bit different, a little bit new. She's showing her personality, but via someone that she likes. This is right. The type of humor I like.
And it's also kind of a good way to say and I think a lot of women are intimidated by ask men out. And this is a kind of a great way to do it. If you were going to do it, maybe I don't know if I would do it on the second date, but if I was going to do it, I actually really like this. Cause hey, I love this thing.
Sure.
I'm going with or without you. Do you want to come with me?
Of course.
And if not, I'll bring, it's almost like more casual sounding.
That's the way to play it.
Right.
If you, that's the way to go is, hey, I got these tickets anyways. It's open for you, but I totally understand if you don't like this or you have something going on that night. Let them off the hook and don't take it personally,
right.
Because that's not the end. It's just kind of a test of how much is this guy into you?
Right. I mean, I think early in my, and it's funny because I think the last episode we made fun of meditation. Early into dating my boyfriend, I was I invited him to a meditation class and he was to be honest, like, that's really not my thing. Like, he just, like, did not want to go at all. And I was like, I wasn't sure. I was like, does this mean that he doesn't, that he doesn't like me, or like that he's not that into me because he didn't really want to go to this thing? But I mean, now that I know him, obviously we've been dating like a year, so I know him a lot better, and I'm like, oh, he would hate that. Like,
but also that's, to me, that's someone, that's a respectable guy. You know,
really?
Yeah.
I was kind of like, why is, like, if he really liked me, he would come to like anything.
Well, maybe if he really likes you, he's nice enough to be honest with you.
That's, you know, another way to look at it.
You know,
yeah,
what I mean? Like, you know, the idea of him going, that's not for me, I'm not going to have a good time there, let's go get drinks on Tuesday.
Right.
You know what I mean? What would you rather? Here are the two options. He says, oh, that sounds fun. You go out with him to meditation night.
He hates it.
Hates it, but he goes through it. And then you guys have sex that night and he goes, okay, I'm gone, I got my sex.
Right.
Or he says,
I withstood the
yeah, I got through that, so I'll get what, you know, is coming to me.
Right.
And then, or the other option is him going, listen, I'd rather be on my couch at home, I'm not going to do that, but I'll definitely go out next Tuesday. And then it's not him just, like, some of these events that guys will go to are just lines to wait in to get to sex.
Right.
And
yeah, that's an interesting way of thinking of it.
Yeah,
I think.
I mean, and I'm not saying in my past, I've done things. I think I've become a better dater doing things that I want to do.
Right.
Because it's made me happier to be there. It's made me a better person to be with, rather than being on a night where I'm like, ugh, I didn't want to be here in the first place. This isn't as fun as I wanted to be. I'd rather be doing work or out, you know, at a show or something. And I gave up one opportunity to do this opportunity. And it makes me end up resenting the other person.
I think that's an interesting way to think about the whole, like, dating experience. Cause it's like, do you want to just, I think for women who get asked out by men to do things, they wouldn't necessarily, I think I've been on a lot of dates with guys to things that I didn't really like. Weren't really my thing.
Yeah.
So there's one, there's like trying new things, which is interesting.
Sure.
But it's also like, if you're not really letting the person get to know you as well as if you're like, this is what I like. It doesn't, just because we don't like the same things doesn't mean it's not compatible. But if you really love doing these things and I don't, like, maybe we're not a great match.
Yeah. Let's stop going on dates that we half want to go on.
Right.
Like, that. Let's stop doing that. Like, I feel like that's happening more and more now, where people are like, well, what else are we going to do now?
Right.
We kind of talked about this with, like, certain app conversations. You get to a point in the conversation where, like, the only thing we can do is go on a date.
Right.
And it's like, if it's come to that, maybe you shouldn't go on the date with this fucking person. You know, just because you have more options today doesn't mean you have to take all those options.
You right, know, you can. It's okay to do nothing.
It's okay to fold the hand.
Right.
You know, like, you don't have to
take the loss.
Take the L.
Yeah.
What, you talk to someone on an app for a few weeks and that was it, and you're like, this conversation's boring? Move on to the next fucking match. And it's kind of with these dates where it's like, you don't have to go out every night. You don't have to go, you don't have to rush this thing. Also, if you know, the whole idea, a lot of girls will do, like, well, I got to experience new things. Like, I don't want to be the person that doesn't want to do new things. Go do new things with your fucking friends so that when you hate the thing, you can laugh with your friend.
Together,
and you don't have to be with some stranger that's trying to teach you how to do kickball.
Pretending how to like that shit that you don't really like so that you can, like, get to know this person who clearly isn't that similar to you.
And that's the thing. And that's what, like, early dates, I like drinks. I like coffee walks. Love a coffee
walk.
Sounds
like a nice cheap date.
Cheap date. Here's I like splitting a hot dog from a cart.
Cost you $5.
Coffee walks are good. I think that's a good early date.
First date?
Second date, whatever it is. Okay. I think being quick and casual with early dates is a better way to go than long and dressed up.
First date, I wouldn't mind coffee walk, but second date, I'm kind of like, I feel like we're like, he's spending less money than the first date.
See, you're only, like, rating these things that, in dollar amounts.
I'm not just rating dollar. It's just kind of like, oh, like, he didn't really want to plan anything. So, like,
what if we go on a first date on a Thursday? We get drinks, we have a good time, and then I'm like, listen, how's your weekend? You're like, I got this going on, birthday party, engagement party, whatever, the Murray Hill, whatever it is. And then I'm like, oh, cool. Well, I'm around Sunday. Want to go get coffee in the afternoon? Like,
right?
What's wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with that. And I mean, to be honest, like, I think I'm trying to remember. First date, I got drinks with my boyfriend. Second date, he was like, he's like, do you want to grab a drink or get ice cream? And I was like, drink.
Is it rum flavored ice cream?
I was like, let's do drinks.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's kind of, I think the idea of someone wanting to hang out with you relatively sober is like kind of nice.
Yeah. I was thinking about like rating the days of the week that you get dates. I did this last week and I think this is a fun exercise to hear the female voice on this.
Let's hear it.
What day of the week would be number one to have a date on? First date.
Thursday.
Right?
Yes.
Thursday's the king of date nights.
Definitely. It's the first date
head
night.
Head and above.
Right. Because it's like you want to, Thursday you're like down to go out and have a good time.
You're feeling.
But you're not giving up. There's usually nothing so exciting going on a Thursday.
You're giving up nothing. Your body is at its best because you've had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of hopefully not killing yourself.
You're right. You can have a drink on
Thursday. On Thursday. Friday's kind of an easier day at work.
Mm-hmm.
So Thursday is number one.
Summer Thursday date. Perfect.
That's the move.
Yeah.
What's the second day of the week? So if we were going to tie the top seven.
Wednesday. We're talking about first date.
First date.
I think Thursday, then Wednesday.
So Thursday, I'm with you so far.
Okay.
Because Thursday's number one.
Right.
By a mile. Wednesday, pretty good.
Decent.
Dece at best.
And then I think...
Where are
you
going
next? I almost
think
Friday and Tuesday are like sort of tied for third, but in like different ways.
Friday and Tuesday are tied for third. Why do you say that?
Because neither of them they're both like not ideal in their own, like in their own way, but it's like almost like.
We're talking first date.
Right. I don't know. I would go on a first date on a Friday.
You're not wondering where this person's fucking friends are or why they don't have a life?
At 24, yes. At 28, no.
At 24, interesting. Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. At 24, I lived with like my roommate. We would go out every Friday, every Saturday, sometimes every Thursday. And I was like, I'm not giving up a weekend night with my friends unless we are like in love.
Friday.
But now, like, I don't really go out as much as I used to. Like.
Friday loses its luster as you get older.
Right. I think it's like most people are like kind of like they don't want a crazy plan on a Friday because they're working and
okay.
Yeah, I think Friday is like a more casual.
So you're putting Friday.
It's like I have to kind of like you a little bit.
Sure.
But you know, at my age, I think that's age dependent. I don't think at 22 I wouldn't go out with a guy on a Friday.
So 3 and 4 will put Friday, Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay.
That's my personal.
That's your personal. I'm going to disagree with you there. That's where our lists change.
What do you think?
Sunday. We need to start using Sunday as a date day.
Ooh, I was going to say Sunday might be like last or like right before Monday.
I think Sunday afternoon is a great date because there's no commitment to that. Like you can get that in.
Or you can be like hungover.
So if you can get it together by Sunday, 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Pre you binge eating Sunday night.
What is the Sunday date?
I like a coffee walk. I like a spritzer outdoor. The golden hour on a Sunday. What's better than that? A drink at the golden hour on a Sunday.
Oh, that's, I just went there. It's so nice.
Oh, I don't know. Is that a place?
Oh, yeah.
The golden hour.
It is. It's on the High Line.
Oh, really?
It's like by the High Line. It's like on 10th Avenue. It was beautiful. I went there with Aileen the other day. It was beautiful.
What a plug. I was just talking about the time where the sun's coming down.
I thought you were talking about that. I'm like, of course I would say yes to that. That sounds lovely.
I'm just saying.
You want me to have coffee in the late afternoon on a Sunday? What am I going to be up all night?
Oh, what are you, 80? I was at
like
a comedy
George
club.
Costanza.
Yeah, I had a comedy club.
Don't go up for coffee.
I was at a comedy club last night and someone goes, he almost got a soda and he goes, I can't have a Diet Coke right now. I'll be up all night. And I was like, oh, man, age crushes you.
It's funny. Yeah.
So I just think it goes Thursday, Wednesday, Sunday late in the day.
I don't know. Sunday, I'm like, some Sundays I like to like be disgusting. A little bit.
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm the king of disgusting. I understand that, the KOD. But
maybe a nice, a beautiful, if it's like a nice weathered Sunday. And
yeah,
you're like
this
feeling
is what I'm talking
it,
about.
Yeah, low key weekend.
And then I would go Tuesday, Friday, Monday, Saturday.
Saturday is last.
Last.
For you. I think
if you're on a first date on a Saturday, what's going on, buddy? What's happening? What? How many people have you murdered?
Right. Yeah. That's like.
Where are your
that's
friends?
Big.
Where are your friends?
Yeah, I agree. The Saturday is pretty shitty, but like I think Sunday is like right next to it.
Sometimes the Monday date, people propose it, and I'm always like, "What am I trying to do to my week?"
It's kind of how a lot of people feel about Sunday, though.
Because like Sunday is my last time to be disgusting before I, you know, change my whole life around on Monday.
If you're like drinking on Sunday, if it turns into like a fun thing and you're drinking a lot on Sunday, then your Monday is kind of fucked, and then the rest of your week is, I don't know. I think the Sunday, Monday are like close to last for me.
It's interesting. Let's do some emails.
If someone asked me out on a Saturday, I mean, if I'd never met them before, if it was like an app date.
Sure.
I think there's a difference. Saturday night app date, you're a fucking freak.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. There's something wrong.
You never met me. You're dedicating a Saturday night to me. You've never met me. I could be like so weird. Who are you?
You get 52 of those a year. What the fuck is wrong
exactly.
with you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if I like met a guy at a bar and we like had a great conversation, I know there's like a little bit of a chemistry.
There's something there.
And he asked me out on a Saturday night, I would go.
See, I would think if a guy asks you out on a Saturday night, he thinks he's fucking. Like I would think that there's like hooking up coming.
I mean, I guess that's the difference between the male and the female brain. I'm like, oh, he really likes me.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking he's trying to push. I'm thinking he's saying he knows you're thinking he really likes me, and he's saying
I'm like, oh, he has a really
he's
fun,
playing off that emotion. Yeah.
But yeah, Thursday's definitely the day to beat.
That's the one.
You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming, I recently tried out one of their T-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. I love anything that Skims makes. They have like the most incredible material. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It is so amazing. It has like amazing versatility. I wear it to dress up. I wear it to dress down. I just wore it to the airport. It was like a great shirt to wear that was like super comfy on the plane, but also super flattering. And I also tried the cotton jersey t-shirt. As cotton t-shirts go, it is incredible. It's honestly like a step up for any other cotton t-shirt that I own. It hits me at all of the right places and it fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but I recently came across Allo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. The app makes it easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. To me, living a healthy, mindful life is really about your mindset, and all of the things that Allo Moves have in their app contribute towards a well-balanced, healthy life. It's not just workouts. It's also meditations. It's also fitness classes. It's also yoga. It's things that calm your mind, healthy recipes, just to give you an overall lifestyle pick-me-up. And I think all of these things are equally important to having the healthy life that you want. So that's why I love that you can find it all in one place with Allo Moves. From beginner to advanced, Allo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights. Or maybe you'd rather find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and journaling for those quiet moments. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use their code UUP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code UUP. allomoves.com, code UUP.
Let's do some emails. You ready?
Yes. Let's talk about our weird sexual encounter of the week.
Hit the music. Hey, J&J. On this episode of Sex Sent Me to the ER... Okay, but really, I contemplated sending this in because it truly was terrorizing, but there's a certain kind of comfort I get in embarrassing the shit out of myself, so here we are. I feel like this is gonna be a good one. This is an older story, but nonetheless worth sharing. Earlier this year, I was new. What do you mean? Older story? Earlier this year.
This is pretty recent.
This is recent. I was newly dating this guy. Nothing special. Few dates that eventually led to a nightcap. After a movie, we started make out. Then one thing led to another, and we were 69ing. That's a quick jump.
That was fast.
That was a big one thing led to another. Yeah, we're making out on the street corner. Then all of a sudden, we're fucking 69 next to a homeless person.
Overrated position, too.
Overrated?
Sorry. I think.
I love it.
Really?
Yeah, when she's on the top.
Right. I think there's too much going on.
That's why I like it so much.
It's like an all-you-can-eat buffet. Like a great hotel breakfast buffet. It's like, I love it, but I want like too much of everything.
Yeah.
And like, I can't concentrate on like enjoying one,
one thing.
The thing. Well, yeah.
Can't have the bacon and the turkey sausage
exactly.
at the same time.
Like, I don't want to be an animal.
Yeah,
anyway.
But I that's kind of what I like about it. Like the 69. Also, the position that I'm in as the guy, you're in a real driver's seat for a lot of different
Maybe
places.
Maybe it's better for men.
20 minutes in and balls fucking deep in my mouth. Oh my God. She's like a sailor. He out of nowhere flinched, knocking his leg to the side of my wide open mouth.
Oh my God.
At first, I thought my jaw had just locked, so I immediately removed his dick from my now wedged open jaw and popped up in pure horror, trying to explain to him that my jaw was stuck
and I
needed help, all while spit and other bodily fluids were running out of my mouth. Oh my God. She, you know what she probably looked like?
Like,
you know, what's
like
the painting?
Rabies?
What's the painting?
What was it called?
Screaming.
I know, like the ghoul, the heart. What is it called?
The screaming painting?
Yeah. We got to look it up.
I got to look it up. But it's the scared ghost painting.
Oh my God. I know what you're talking about. It's like a very famous painting.
Yeah. And it's like, it's screaming. That's what she looked like. She looked like the scream mask.
Yeah. Finish. I'll look it up while you finish.
We're bodily fluids running out of my mouth. We're now looking up fucking YouTube videos on how to unhinge my jaw, and I'm in tears. 30 minutes. What a horrible YouTube.
It's called The Scream by Munch.
Let me see it. That's her.
That's it.
Yeah. That's her. 30 minutes later, we decide to go to the ER, and now it's 3 a.m. Keep in mind, I can hardly talk at all. My mouth is wedged wide open to the side, and I'm uncontrollably ugly crying from the pain. Oh my God.
I feel so bad for
He carried me in, and since I couldn't explain the situation, he did, telling the doctor that we were engaging in oral sex, and then my jaw got stuck. That's so funny that he made it sound like his dick was big. Yeah, we're just having oral sex, and her jaw
like
got
hit
stuck.
Her with my leg.
Yeah. He doesn't explain. Wow, look, the doctor high fives him. Whoa, sweet dude.
Oh my God. I can't imagine the horror of this girl. I feel like if I'm her, I'm just like wanting to
she can't explain it.
Yeah.
Listen, man, so I'm getting blown.
Oh my God.
And all of a sudden, I guess I was too huge.
How great would it be to be a doctor at this hospital on this day?
Well, I think doctors see so much funny shit like this.
Yeah, probably.
And I mean funny in the most horrified way. They immediately hooked me up to an IV, started pumping some sick-ass heavy-duty pain medications in. Finally, I go back for x-rays and come out to find out I dislocated both sides of my jaw from my from sucking some dick. This is not one to tell mom about.
No, not quite.
Yeah, if she comes home for Christmas.
How was your Friday?
Well, I dislocated both sides of my jaw from sucking some dick. She didn't really.
You haven't met him.
Yeah.
That's the word. That would be the worst way to end the.
Who?
We're not serious. Yeah,
we're not dating.
God, mom, we're not dating.
No, all I did was dislocate my jaw from sucking some dick.
Oh my God.
I go back to the room and he, bless his fucking heart, held my hand the entire time.
This is such a romantic rom-com.
And made sure I was as comfortable as I could have been. They started pumping even more pain medication in my system so that the doctor could pop my jaw back into place, and he eventually did. We didn't end up leaving until 7 a.m. He drove us back to my apartment and catered to me and made sure I felt secure and cared for. We still talk to this day, just not the same way. Well, it seems like you guys know each other in a different way than anyone has.
Was it first date? Did I read that correctly?
They'd been on a few dates.
Oh, okay.
He's always trying to hang out with me and talk to me, but after that morning, I distance things because I know I'll never want to do anything sexual with him again. That's interesting. Not saying that's even what he hits me up for, but I know I'd lead to that. Though I do still keep comfortable contact with him, the second he asks me to see him in person, I dip out of our messages. Am I wrong for not wanting to be just friends with him or distancing things for that reason? I mean, the strong, independent woman in me knows I'm not, and I can walk away from any guy I'd like, but he was an angel to me that night and every night before and after, and I did have genuine feeling for him. What should I do? Thoughts? Let me thank her for sending this in. Great email. So much fun. And your pain is a lot of people's pleasure because I'm sure people are listening to this and enjoying. So, and also, it sucks. We're laughing because we know how much we would all not want to be in this situation.
Right. But it's not so, I mean, it's not embarrassing in the way that you did done anything wrong. It's just kind of a funny story.
I don't know any other turn she could have made.
Right.
You know? The one thing is that I keep thinking is, like, what if he was like, what if her jaw got locked and for whatever reason, it was the best blowjob he'd ever gotten? And he's sitting there at home going, I got to get back.
I gotta start smacking more girls in the side of the face.
Not even that, but like, what if she gives it was the best 69 he ever had and then it ended on that and he's been dreaming of it.
Oh my God.
And that's why he keeps getting in touch. Like, guys, you don't understand. Her jaw locked and I was like, oh my God, I'm in heaven. It's his new fetish.
That would be not something you would want to tell other dates, say.
Hey, I need you to do something.
I think it's interesting that she, like, I would think this would be an experience that would bring people together.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm with you.
Maybe she's too embarrassed. I don't know.
The way she writes about how nice he was throughout the whole process. It seems like he acted like a gentleman throughout this whole thing.
Yes,
there's no other way to act.
On the other hand, what was he going to be like? All right, see ya.
Good luck.
Hope you figure this one out. Like,
good luck with that jaw.
Like, that's a pretty low bar for like.
Sorry for this huge cock.
Right? Like, this seems like, yeah, like this was nice. He handled this correctly.
Correctly.
I would say correctly.
Yeah, not above and beyond, but.
Right. I don't know if he's going to win like the Nobel Prize, but.
I'd put him up. But she did appreciate it. Too. So it's weird that she went from he drove me home, it was so nice, to I could never be with him sexually again.
I think it's probably almost more about her than it is about him. Like, very early in this dating stage, he saw too much of me. And it's like, and now it's like a little tainted. I can sort of like, you want to maintain like a little air of mystery. It's why girls don't go to the bathroom. Like, I'm ready.
But why would she answer that for him? Like, a lot of times.
What do you mean?
Like, what you're saying is like, he's seen too much of me. That's not like, is that for her or is that for him?
I think that's for her. Like, I like she's not going to feel sexy in front of him. She's not going to feel like.
Don't you think she's like not giving that even a chance?
I guess she might. It's like, this is like why a girl wouldn't want to date her gynecologist.
Like, this is similar.
Right. Like, you're not going in there hoping to flirt with like, it's like you want those things to be separate, especially in the beginning.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like the whole thing is like sexier and more exciting and more like, I don't know.
I think she's also got to stop texting this guy.
Yeah.
Like,
I think
he's getting in touch being like, hey, listen, like it sounds like he wants to date again or he wants something to happen.
Right.
And right now she keeps dipping out at the moment he asks her to do something. Like, at that point,
right,
stop texting
right,
with this
just
guy.
Be like, hey, I had a great time. Obviously, maybe not actually. Hey, that was like a crazy experience. I don't know. Something about this like isn't really working for me, but.
Yeah. And I what are we going to call this move? We got to give it a name.
Something about.
The Screamer.
The Screamer. There you go.
The
Screamer.
The Screamer. Would you. Red flag or deal breaker? Like, are you doing what this girl's doing?
I think it was. It would be like how it depend how into this guy I was before this happened.
She said she liked him.
I think I would be fine with it. I mean, it wouldn't even be like a. It's not like a red flag. It's not like anyone really did anything wrong. It's just like an unfortunate kind of like accident that made things weird. I would still go out with him.
If this is the only thing holding you back, if you're thinking I can't look at him in the same way, I'll relate this to comedy.
Okay.
One of the best advice when everybody bombs, any comedian that you love has bombed and has bombed within the year. It's just a normal thing of comedy. They say the best thing you can do after a bomb is get on stage, back on stage again as soon as possible.
Get right back on the horse.
So and the longer you wait, the more it's going to become this like thing.
Right.
So I think the fact that she hasn't seen his face in person this long.
Right now she's built it up to be this like sort of
huge thing. And she's not sure how she's going to feel when she sees him. And now it started as, I don't know what it's going to be like when I see him. And now it's I can't see this person.
Because now it's like, that was the last time you saw each other. Now it's all about that instead of just being like something something funny that happened.
If they had gotten together for drinks the next week, not hooked up afterwards, but just saw each other, she would feel a million times better and it might be different.
Right.
So if the girl is sitting there, if the girl who wrote this in is sitting there being like, the only reason I am not going to see him is because I fucking got my jaw locked when I gave him a blowjob.
I think give it one more. Give it another date.
Give it. And this isn't like the give him a chance on someone you don't like. You said she writes, I did have genuine feelings for him. So if that's the case, give it a shot for drinks. You don't have to hook up.
Yeah.
You know, at least get out of your system for your own sake. Fuck this guy. For your own sake, get over it. You know, have your moment where you get to talk to each other about it and it'll feel a lot better. That's my
I agree with that. I think why not go out again? I think she's in her head. She's like, this guy is never going to look at me and think that I'm like sexy again, which I don't think is necessarily the case.
No, I mean, listen, guys are disgusting animals.
Like in her mind, it's like that face she probably was making is like ingrained in his mind.
Well, I think also guys are a lot nicer in a certain respect about hookup stories. Like guys will tell their friends hookup stories, but then they won't like have a friend yell like the nickname they've all given him, they've given her. Like, I feel like I know someone who went down on a girl and got a, you know, a bloody nose during going down.
Like, and his nose was bleeding.
And like, to us, the group of girls got together at a brunch and they're like, remember when you hooked up with that guy and he bled all over? Remember the bleeder?
And you guys discussing like that?
No.
Oh, we kind of imagine that you are.
I don't, I'm not at all. Like, women like to, and I notice this with a lot of my female friends, is they like to bathe in embarrassing stories from their childhood in a way that I've never liked doing. Like, you ever see a girl take out a picture of her awkward years?
Right.
You would think that this was the most, like, I think it feels like girls walk around with a pocket size, wallet size picture of their awkward years just to show people, oh my God, look what a loser I was. Guys are too ego filled to like walk around being like, look at how much of an idiot, loser, asshole I was.
Girls are like, look how awkward I used to be that allowed me to develop my amazing personality, and now I'm super hot.
Exactly.
Take a look. I've got both.
Yeah, I got it all.
Yeah,
everything's here. This is Walmart,
basically.
You know? So I think like with a story like this, I just don't think he's going to his buddy. I don't think they're being as mean as we were just now. I don't think his buddies are like, you're going to hang out with the screamer tonight? Like, I don't think that's happening.
They don't do that. I feel like you would imagine that they do. I feel like movies and TV shows sort of like,
maybe younger me would have, but you know.
You're more mature now.
Guys are just more out there to be out there. You know, like we're not going to hammer ourselves for, you know, and he's coming back to the well.
Yeah, he's back.
This guy keeps coming back. It doesn't have to be expensive to upgrade your wardrobe with luxury quality items. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. I love what Quince is doing. They're basically taking the expensive label off of the clothing and giving you stuff that's just as good. They have cashmere sweaters, they got jackets, they got everything. I love their socks. Right now, you're pulling socks out of the drawer and you're going, oh, it's that pair again? Get rid of that pair. Treat yourself. Quince. Not just the socks, though. They got everything. 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. Organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middlemen and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/UUP for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/UUP to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/UUP.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to keep up that same look at home. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair I've always wanted. It's like I'm salon fresh every time. I have hair that is pretty thin and hard for me to grow, so I love the hair serum. I love that I can put it in wet hair or dry hair. It doesn't make my hair feel oily. It's a super lightweight serum. I just like the way it feels in my hair, and I love that I'm helping my hair to be healthier and I'm helping it to grow, which are two things I've struggled with for a long time. I am super pumped because I love these products. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. When I sign up for a monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP.
Right. Keep sending these emails. They get better and better every episode. UUP@betches.com. UUP@betches.com.
All right. Hey, Jared and Jordana, as customary with everyone else who writes in, I'll genuinely kiss your ass and tell you that I listen to the podcast religiously and tell all my friends about it.
Let me tell people, you don't even have to write that anymore.
Yeah. All you everyone already knows.
Why don't you write that into a group text to your friends?
Yeah. And then screenshot it and send it to us.
And then make it your Instagram story.
Anyway, let's get straight to the point. A few months ago, I unfortunately got pregnant unexpectedly with a guy I had been casually seeing for a while and had to have an abortion. It messed me up for a bit, but I recently decided that it's something that a lot of women go through but don't often talk openly about. Besides, that decision won't define my life.
No, it won't, sister.
Go, girl. Anyway, I didn't really tell a lot of people because of the nature of how private something like this is. I recently moved to New York, started a new job, and started dating again. I got involved with a guy who's a bit younger than me, definitely a bit immature, and he was the first guy I've been involved with romantically and sexually that I opened up to about my abortion.
Good for you.
His reaction changed my outlook on this whole thing because he freaked out.
What?
Basically, he judged me for it and assumed that I would automatically think I'm pregnant after we have sex every time. I stood up for myself naturally, saying that it isn't something I'm proud of, but it's something that happened and I just have to live with it. He ended up telling me he doesn't want to continue seeing me, got up and left. What a maniac.
Wait, what the in New York this happened?
Right? Gilead guy couldn't from Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, what is this?
Are all guys going to react like this? Obviously, I don't think it's something I will share with every single guy I ever date from now on, but it's something that I will carry with me, and I don't want to feel like I have to hide it because it will change how guys see me in relationship or otherwise. This guy made me feel like because I had an abortion, I should hide my face forever. I'm struggling with how I should address this in future relationships. Help. Thanks so much in advance for your advice. Your loyal reader.
My reaction through this email should kind of tell her what
most guys
would react to this with. Like,
right.
First of all,
have you ever dated someone who's had an abortion?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And to me, I was always just like you know, I good. Yeah, that must have been hard. Like right. I don't know. I have, you know, the best thing a guy can say is I don't know. You know, I don't know how that would feel.
Right.
I mean, this woman wrote in. She's good for her. Mm-hmm. And you can see
good
in her.
Good for her. And to be honest, I've read a lot of statistics about this kind of thing. And like actually one in three women.
Have had one. I mean, we're going to talk about this a little bit loosely in a second. Right. Cause I like from a guy's point of view that, you know, I got to say, I don't know is my right. always my first reaction because, and I think that's a good, if you're a guy listening, that's a great place
if
to start.
If you don't know, it's always best to say that you don't know immediately.
I'm ready to be an idiot before I'm ready to be.
And when you're saying I don't know, you mean I don't know what that must feel like.
What that must feel like. Right. Yeah. So I want to be able to empathize, but all I can do is understand that it's something that I can't understand.
Right. But you would never. You would never not date someone that you would have otherwise dated because of that.
If anything,
right.
I'll say this. And I don't know. I hope this doesn't. I don't know how this is going to sound.
This is your opinion.
Safe space,
right.
Whatever. To me, it's. I would rather date that girl.
You're looking for
I'm
that.
Looking for yeah. that. No, yeah. Like, is there an app for that? It's not to say like I'm not hoping for that to happen in someone's life. Like, that's just
why would you rather date that girl?
Because it shows that she has prioritized her own life.
Mm-hmm.
She did, you know, and listen, even if she had the both ways, like you made a conscious decision, you went through life,
right? So you've lived a little
you've
bit.
You've lived a little bit. Right. So like that is someone who has lived. That is someone who made a tough decision. And for everyone, that decision is harder. You know, for everyone, it's a different level of hard.
Right.
But also, it shows that like, listen, you want to have.
You have control over your life.
But also, you want to have children in the right way.
Right.
And
it's not something you take lightly.
It's not something you take lightly. The right way is the wrong way to say that. It's not a decision you take lightly. And the idea of how you want your life to go, you've prioritized certain mm-hmm. things. So at this point, I'm rambling. But that's kind of why.
Yeah. I mean, as a woman, I know a lot of girls who have had a
are there people that are totally like my question is like she seems this has been a big moment in her life. Are there people that it's a smaller moment? Like, do you see it all over the spectrum?
I think it's like most people that happens at a certain point in their life. Maybe they're upset about it for a little bit and then they make peace with it and then they move on with it. But honestly, it's like, I've never had one, but I've had, you know what I mean? I know zero women in my life that I'm friends with or that I'm related to that haven't at some point or another been worried that no one's perfect. You know what I mean? Everyone's had a moment where they're like, shit, holy shit, am I pregnant? Like I'm a couple days late.
And
it's what I'm saying. It could happen to literally anyone. Sure. So I have zero judgment for anyone who's done that, because if that happened to me, I would definitely have one.
No judgment for the other side.
Right.
If you had a child that, you know, and that it was via
not necessarily planned. That's totally fine.
That's fine
also.
Too.
Right. I'm just saying like no one's perfect. And so like, I don't think that's not something that you should be judged for at all. Any guy who judges you has no sense of like what is going on in the
but
world.
That's the no one's perfect is an interesting thing to say. Like, well, also life isn't perfect.
Right.
So like the idea that like you've got like, this is kind of back to the idea of like, you've gone through shit. You dealt with shit.
Mm-hmm.
I can't understand how that must affect your life. But listen, I'm here. You seem like a nice person, and that's it. The way this guy reacted is his own insecurities.
Right. It's more about him than it is about you.
Way more about him. And also, and this even feels different than like him having like a religious issue.
Right. He's worried that you're going to think you're pregnant every time you have sex? I don't even understand what that means.
Well, yeah. What kind of an asshole is he? Yeah. Right. I don't know. I've dated a few girls that have had right. had them.
Many women have had them. No, people don't talk. It's like one of those things. People just don't talk about it. But I know many women who have.
Yeah. And it's interesting now in these times, like we're like parsing words because you don't want to like, you don't want to offend and right. you don't want to. And it's interesting nowadays. It's like if you say one thing, that means you hate another thing. But it's not the case. You know what I mean? Right. Like, if you love vanilla, you must hate chocolate, or, yeah, you know, vice versa. Because
you're pro choice doesn't mean you love abortions.
Yeah. Right. that's the thing. And it's like, you know, I this podcast is a place to be open and talk about these things. And I will say this, I'll go back to like the condom thing. I've never been with a group of my buddies and then had this come up that, like, and can you believe she's had an abortion and all that? Right. And then everyone at the table goes, ugh! And then we, you know, that's never happened. So this guy's reaction is abnormal to me.
Yeah. And for every guy who would think that, he's probably, he could be have been responsible for one as well. Who knows? Yeah.
In the future too, like this is a big deal to her, which is rightfully so. In the future too, I mean, maybe like, you know, I think it's, I don't think you should say it whenever you feel like saying it.
I think in any sense where you feel like you're being vulnerable and you're saying something that's intimate and personal about yourself, you want to make sure the person you're telling is someone that you feel like you can trust and that is mature and that will like have a sense of like being a caring, good person. I think that it's important to be vulnerable when you're dating, but it's also important to sort of assess the person that you're dating to make sure that they're like, the kind of person, like, obviously this guy did you a favor because he showed you like right away that he's not the kind of person that you want to be with,
of course,
by having this reaction. But I think that if you're concerned about someone's reaction, I would also just kind of feel out if that person is going to be a sensitive good guy
a little bit before that. I just like suck his nut before you you get into this conversation. You want people that are like, You know, I only tell stories that there's people I want to tell stories to, and there's people I don't want to even fucking talk to.
Right.
And that's the same with certain people you date. Like, you gotta have to be, this isn't something that it's like, I wouldn't put it on like the list of things you have to get out of your system on day one to make sure that they like you. But I would put it like, I think anytime you have a list of things in any sense, you're going to be losing.
Right.
But you know, you bring it up when you're comfortable and bring it up to people you're comfortable with.
Right. Yeah. I think that's fine. And I would say the vast majority of guys will not react.
Yeah.
Like this one.
And wear a condom.
Yeah.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's play some games. Let's do a red flag deal breaker situation. Okay. You guys send all these in. They're so funny.
Are you ready?
They're great.
Your significant other requires you to take staged pose pictures everywhere you go for their Instagram.
I'm out.
You're out.
I'm out.
So you and your guy, you're at Central Park, and he's right. like, look at this rock. Get me in front of this rock.
Posed. Right. So we can put it on his Instagram.
Yes.
No. Because I find the picture-taking process to take away from like the experience.
Sure.
It's also, it's like fake. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Any picture, right.
He's pointing at a rock.
Right. That he liked. That's the annoying thing about pictures is that like you want them, you want like the memory, you want like
sure.
to know it. But it's also every time it's like, it doesn't take, it's not like, I don't think it sucks your soul or anything, but it also like, if I'm having the most fun times that I ever have, or I have no pictures from those times because I'm just having a great time and I'm not thinking about doing that.
Everyone should be doing this. Everyone should just at one point take out your phone and just flick off a few.
Right.
Without saying get together.
And if they're good, they're great.
They're good.
And if they're not, like, fuck it. Whatever.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
And just flick a few.
Yeah.
And then put your phone in your pocket. And at the end of the day, you'll go, oh, look at this. This was kind of a cool one where everyone's laughing and having a good time.
Right.
That's what everyone should be doing. Because we know we live in this world where pictures are being put out there. You want to put out fun ones. But these planned ones, I see a lot of broken men on a daily basis setting up to take pictures of women in the center of avenues in New York City.
Take it again. Zoom in.
Take it again. No, higher.
Have you ever done this? I feel like you're not the kind of guy who would do it.
I've done it.
You have done
it. I'll say it. I'll come out of the picture closet.
Okay.
And I'll let people know. I've been there. You do what you can for, you know.
What would be your max? How many pictures would it take for you to be like, I'm not taking any more fucking pictures?
Here's my max is when my life is put in danger. I don't like the ones where it's like, okay, we have to get to the middle of the street and then you're going to take it so we can get the eye line of the sunset with the street and the thing. And now you're in the middle of fucking Second Avenue taking a picture.
What kind of crazy people are you dating?
I'm just saying these things right, come up.
No, but I'm saying, okay, let's say it's like there's a mural. Take a picture of me in front of this. And how many pictures would you have to take? And then you have to keep retaking. How many times? Like, what's your limit?
Longer than it takes me to come during sex, then I'm out.
So you're at like 15.
Two and a half minutes. To get this picture taken. And then
you're out. Have you ever been like,
I will break up right there.
Have you ever been like, I'm not taking any more pictures?
This is gonna sound like ridiculous and the most Jewish boy man thing. I've only done that with my mom. No, it's done. We've done it. Stop. Over. You don't need this. You don't even print them out.
Yeah. Who is this for?
It's just me yelling at an older woman in the middle of Costco.
And the best part about those is that they're sent out to like all their friends with like, what a great family day. It's like, we just yelled at each other for 20 minutes.
Yeah. I understand the keeping up with the Joneses of the Instagram world. So when I say your significant other makes you take stage pose pictures everywhere you go, it's a red flag, not a deal breaker, because I would be like, picture done, I'm out.
I don't know.
I would get it done quick.
I think I have a lower tolerance for pictures, even with like my friends, but like, yeah, I get it. I ask, I'm not like above it. I definitely do it, but
it's,
I don't know.
It's so when funny.
You know what? I just hate when the food comes and people take pictures of the food before you can eat
it. Yeah. Unless at this point we have our food influencers, we have our people.
Right. Let them take
Let them do that.
Right.
I mean, let them be the one hovering over.
Right.
Let's like just fucking eat spaceships.
It. I don't know.
It's tough. You see people taking pictures of things and you know it's a bad Instagram post. Like you ever watch someone like stare at a leaf for too long? Like they're fucking.
Yeah.
Who do you think you are? Fucking like,
this is not going to get any better.
What is this moment going to do for you?
It's not going to get any better. Okay. The next one was inspired by one of our listeners from The Bachelor. Are you watching the season of The Bachelorette?
I am. I am a big Bachelorette fan.
So, you know, that guy who thinks the earth is flat.
Which one is it?
I think it was Lincoln. I'm pretty sure it was Lincoln.
There's a lot of questionable characters on this season.
This guy
also has a background that is a little bit worse than the flat ear.
With the sexual assault or something.
This guy's got a weird thing. Allegedly.
Yeah. Like, I mean, she's perfect in every way, but she thinks the earth is flat.
The people who think the earth is flat are very similar to this guy, Lincoln, where they're ultra confident. Life has gone kind of right for them along the way. So they create another thing that they are just going to be right
about. Contrarian about?
Well, they're going to say, well, like Kyrie Irving plays for the Boston Celtics. Okay. This guy is a child star. His whole life, he's been touched by God to be one of the best basketball players on the earth.
Okay.
So why would he be wrong about this?
So he's like Kanye.
It's Kanye, right? Where it's like, why would I ever be wrong about anything when life has gone the way it has gone?
I'm above logic.
I'm above logic. Yes. Right. And I think there's these people exist out there, and it's a lot of people that like, if you're either so rich and things have gone so right for you that you're like, well, flat earth makes sense to me. So what? It's my opinion. That's what it is. And when have I been wrong?
Right.
Or a lot of conspiracy theorists out there are just idiots who want to sound smart. So they create their own facts.
Would you rather date one or the other?
I would not date either. Conspiracy theory people or flat earth people. Deal breaker. Mm-hmm. Because this is something that tells me about your whole life. Like, it just shows me you are an idiot on a loud level.
Or just that you won't conform. I think it's deal breaker too, just because it's like you won't get in with the rest of society. You think you're either like too good for it, or you're like, you're too much. You're going to cost me too much energy.
Yeah. Why am I talking about this?
Yeah. Like, what am I going to fucking debate you about? That I'm going to spend my time debating you about the earth being round or flat.
When I first moved to the city, I got my own place. I was like 26 or something. I moved to like a what they call a junior one bedroom on the Upper East Side. So it's like a one bedroom that they like chopped in half so that you have the split of what a one bedroom would be.
It's like a studio with a wall.
So I had this apartment, and my mom every week would be like, you need a cleaning person to come. You need someone to come clean that place. And I was like, yeah, I'll get one. You need a cleaning person. And I got so tired of talking about the cleaning person that I was like, yeah, I got one.
And you didn't.
And she goes, I don't believe you. I go, well, you either believe me or you don't. But I don't want to fucking... I talk to you on the phone. Whenever I talk to you on the phone, we spend 10 minutes on you need a cleaning person. Right. And 5 minutes on life. I don't want to do 15. I want to cut it to 7 minutes so I can get the fuck off the phone. And we can talk, you know, like, I don't want to keep rehashing the same thing. So I go, I got one. And she goes, I don't believe you. And I was like, well,
that's the same with the earth is flat person.
This is the earth is flat person. It's the person that keeps talking about this.
I don't have time for this.
I don't have time or the energy to talk about this. Right. So then I go, I got one. She goes, I don't believe you. And I go, I have one every other week, every other Tuesday she comes. And she goes, what's her name?
So you made up this
and
whole.
And I go, Glenda.
Glenda. That's no one's name. And
she goes, I go, well, that's the name. That's it.
It's Glenda.
And for 2 years, my mom would go, how's Glenda? And I go, she was just here last Tuesday. 2 years. And then my brother came and stayed with me. And my mom was like, does he have this person named like Glenda?
Glenda goes for him.
And my brother was like, what? What are you talking about? The place is a mess. There's no... And he told her. And... she was so mad at me. 2 years I kept up this lie of this fake person.
So who was cleaning your apartment that whole time?
Me.
That's good.
But, you know, it was a mess.
Not as good. Okay.
But this is what I'm talking about with the flat earth people. It's just we're talking about shit that doesn't have to be talked about.
Mm-hmm. You're not trying to date your mom. I get it.
No. One last one. He rates and writes a Yelp review for every restaurant you go to.
Oof. What do you
Yelpers
think?
Are awful.
Yeah, Yelp is just like kind of such a lame app, I feel like.
Yeah.
In general, to be like writing reviews on.
Also,
there's nothing cool about it.
If you rate every restaurant and write a review for every restaurant, you tell people I'm a Yelper.
Right.
I'm a big Yelper.
Yeah.
Can you imagine dating someone who goes around being like, yeah, I'm a big
Yelper? That person has a lot of opinions.
Yes.
Too.
No one asked for.
Right.
That's the biggest
that
problem.
That person you know is going to be giving you a lot of opinions that you don't that you have not solicited.
Uninvited opinions.
Right.
And that is the problem.
My friend's boyfriend, she does this thing where she points out, she goes, whenever he says something, like gives an opinion that she doesn't like, she goes, I'm putting that in the same category of unnecessary and not useful. Like,
she sounds like a fun date. What is she, Judge Judy?
Well, no, the guy, when he expresses an opinion that you doesn't think was necessary, she'll be like, that's the category, unhelpful, not used, like, not necessary.
Sounds like he's doing, you know, this is a fun sex life. he tries to go down on her. Unnecessary, not useful.
That's not an opinion. I get it. Because guys will sometimes just say shit.
Sure.
You know.
I mean, I'm the king of just saying shit.
Right. Where it's like, you know, we need to say everything that we think.
Yeah.
The Yelper is definitely saying.
But the Yelper is doing it in a written form. Have you read Yelp reviews? People think they're writing for the Times.
Right.
Like, it's not just, hey, this steak sucks. It's.
Yeah. Do you ever read TripAdvisor?
Yeah, awful. These people are awful people. And they'll rate everything.
And they upload the pictures. They like, crazy.
And it's like, you're like, do you even have a cell phone from this era? Right. It's always the pictures. Like it's horrible pictures. I just think, like, when you write those Yelp reviews, you have to think so much of your own palate.
Right. Yeah, enough to express it.
The chicken wings at Buffalo Wild Wings did not agree with my stomach.
While the service was highly commendable,
we know the language. While the service, like, you know the language.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I feel like Yelpers should marry each other.
Yeah.
There should be a Yelp. The Yelp should, you know how Facebook is like turning itself into like a dating app. Yelp should do the same thing.
I saw wasn't Facebook's going to be a dating app?
Yeah, Yelp should be a dating app. Anyone who uses it should date each other.
If you both rated the local Applebee's, you'll be perfect for each other.
I actually think that sounds like a high statistic probability.
That they would work out.
Right.
Also anyway. That they'd be wearing Crocs. So, is that our show? Love.
That is our show. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, we'll be back next episode. Boom.
Betches.